wonder if it would be your behind or it's not the one behind. I don't know. Arches, legs, position. I don't know.
And this part of my leg here is the sensitive bone.
Shin bone?
Yeah.
What is it?
Say if someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
peaked.
Okay. And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
healthy.
Or another way of saying that, he's big and
husky?
What does husky mean?
To me, it means stocky, heavy built.
Uh-huh. Does it mean someone sort of overweight or just someone who's built large?
I think built large.
Mm-hmm. And you said he's not weak, he's
strong.
What about the word stout?
Overweight, fat.
That would be.
That's my.
You call that person
overweight, obese?
Well, no. What's the word?
Stout.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah.
Do you ever use that word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
Mm-mm.
And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper. You say that he's
friendly.
And someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs. He's
lanky, skinny.
What about if he's always stumbling and dropping?
Clumsy. Things?
And if a person just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain
idiot.
Okay. Do you ever use the word fool?
Yeah.
How would you use that?
The same way I would use idiot.
You just call him a...
I try not to say fool.
Uh-huh. Why not?
But the Bible says not to. Bible? Yeah. But I have said it, and I don't feel in danger of hellfire, but that's what it says.
Yeah. Someone who has a lot of money but never spends a cent, you'd call him a...
Stingy, miser.
Or he'd be a...
Miser.
Or another name for that. Do you ever hear a
tightwad, yes.
Do you ever hear the word dago used?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Do you ever hear the word dago used to mean a tightwad?
What? Seems like I've heard it described like WOP,
yeah,
or foreigner.
Italian. Or
yeah.
When you say that person is common, what does that mean?
Common? Simple? I don't know.
Is it insulting? Or?
I wouldn't think so, but it could be, I guess. Common to me would be poor or simple. Or wouldn't have to necessarily be insulting, but it could be.
What if you say that a girl is very common?
That seems like an expression that she's an easy mark or something.
It's
I don't know.
Yet.
Yeah, but I've never heard it used that way.
You mean like sexually promiscuous or something?
Yeah.
Someone like an older person who still gets around real well, does all their work, you say he's mighty what for his age?
Oh, I've said it a lot of times, but what is it? Frisky? That's not what I'm thinking of.
Do you ever say spry or peppy?
Yeah, both. Peppy more than spry.
Uh-huh. What would you say about children who are always running around, seems to have all sorts of energy?
Full of vinegar. That's an expression my daddy used. I say they have too much energy.
Uh-huh.
So I wish I had that energy. Peppy. Frisky.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
And you say, well, they'll get home all right, just don't
worry.